at 943-0300.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you have joined us today. Top-level insiders are dumping their stock at record levels. The last time this happened 20 years ago, it was a serious recession. We'll cover that. Also, famous director David Lynch goes public, questioning official story of 9/11. Could be an inside job, as well as actor James Brolin on national television on The View 4 days ago as well. We'll be detailing that. I know we haven't taken a lot of calls. In fact, I always do take calls in the first hour, and I really haven't because I was talking about Apocalypto earlier and the crazy worship of government and what it turns into, mass brainwashing. But let me give you my problem with Child Protective Services, because we got a CPS worker on the phone calling us from Pennsylvania. I'm going to go to you, Jeff, and give you the floor for a few minutes, because I want to be fair to you. But let me explain something. I actually study history, okay? I was up late last night studying history. I'll be up late tonight. I've been making a film right now about the Nazis and about eugenics and about who funded them and about who that modern elite is today. And I have film from the Senate hearings where they discovered that a group of Nazis headed up by the Bush family tried to overthrow the U.S. government. And, I mean, I have footage from inside the congressional hearings. I have John D. Rockefeller, film of John D. Rockefeller. I have the New York Times headlines where he funded the Nazi eugenic studies and where they funded the attempted overthrow of the U.S. Through the main bank agents for the Nazis. And, of course, that was the Fritz Thyssen group and Prescott Bush. I mean, and this is all mainstream news. I'm making a film about the modern group, the Bilderberg Group, who also fund eugenics today under the whole world move for bioethics. And you're going, what does this have to do with CPS? Well, let me tell you, sir. We didn't have family courts until the 20s. And I'm sure we've all, most of you have heard of these different type courts they've set up now, administrative law courts. What government does is it just creates new courts that really aren't constitutional in the way they operate. They just tell us they're official and authoritative. And the first CPS workers in this country and the first organizations that were set up were under federal grants and under private grants. And we even have footage from inside some of the court hearings as early as the late 30s, where there will be a woman there begging the judge there with the CPS workers saying, well, yes, my mother did have one girl who was retarded, but I think I should, I mean, I have this footage, okay? I think I should be able to have a child, though. I'm not retarded. And the judge says, no, you have bad genetic hygiene, and if you ever had any kids, we would take them, and we're ordering you to go be sterilized. 450,000+ women, and by the way, Bub, you put this into Google, you will get BBC, you will get AP, so don't tell me you can't find this stuff. And it wasn't called CPS at the time, but that's the group. It was like Family Protective Services. They had a bunch of different names at different states. They would go take the children and sterilize them. They would take the women and sterilize them. If a woman from a single-parent family, a child made under a B-plus in school, that was criteria to be sterilized. And so in the Nuremberg trials, and I'm afraid I have the footage of this too, and I'm going to make a film, I'm going to cram it down your throat, because I've got the proof. The Nazis rightfully, they were evil folks, but rightfully used that as their defense for the extermination centers that, by the way, started killing, first sterilizing, then killing the mentally ill people, retarded, all of this. And now Dr. Pianki at UT, all over national TV, says 90% of us need to die. They need to start with all these infirm. He says he's happy for his family to go, too. Dr. Peter Singer heads up Princeton. He says all this, says we're, you know, that humans are a scourge. And I have the Calhoun Reader that uses the University of Texas for CPS workers, for social workers, that says the family is a disease belonging to the Dark Ages, and that this glistening state is going to fix it, okay? And then you claim that I'm manipulating statistics to say that CPS and foster care and the whole system is five times more likely to abuse children, okay? That, those numbers are out there. I believe the numbers are even higher. Okay, now your courts don't have due process in them. Okay, you see dirty dishes. You tricked your way into a house when you didn't have due process, you didn't have probable cause. The fools who weren't taught the Bill of Rights invite you in, you're looking for dirt, then you get into a system, a judge threatens them under color of law to sign an agreement, which then gets them deeper into the system, then you're on your power trip, you observe, most CPS workers were abused as children, so they think everybody else is an abuser, they're like paying back the abuser. Now that's on the good side. Then a lot of the others are pedophiles, that's come out in the news, they like to be around children, just like truancy workers, it's well known that the much higher levels there, and again, you can't hide this. Everybody's read it. Everybody's heard it. Everybody knows it. And the secret's out there. And then you've got a lot of them that are well-meaning people that want to help and be good social workers. That's why. And this, and I just heard the numbers a few months ago on talk radio on a news broadcast. I went and pulled the actual study, and it was a report in Texas how 50-plus percent of the CPS workers quit after 1 year because they were good people and they can't do it. Then I went and pulled national numbers, and it's close to half. And people can go pull that. So now I will go back to Jeff in Pennsylvania, and we'll see what he has to say. Go ahead. Is it not true that there's a super high turnover in CPS workers? Are you denying that?
The turnover is high, but there's some people that get into our agency and they work for a couple weeks, and it is a stressful job because you're dealing with parents who don't know how to raise their children.
And the state needs to do that by warehousing them and putting them on a bunch of psychotropic drugs.
Well, the drugs help the children out. There's drugs to help them pay attention, and
yeah, sure, though, that cause heart attacks, heart palpitations, brain shrinkage, actual size of the brain. It's an amphetamine. Let me bring this up to you. Did you hear about CPS workers in New York grabbing little black children? They would threaten the mother, "We'll take your 2-year-old." This was in the New York Post. This was in the New York Daily News. If you don't give us your 8-year-old and sign them over, we'll take all the kids, and then they go test pesticides on the kids till they die. Did you ever hear about that? Oh, I bet you deny that.
Well, I have to look into that, but last week...
No, you will look into that now. You see, I know more about your business than you do. I knew that most of the people quit because they are good and they can't go along with it. Did you hear about the 3,000-plus missing children in Florida? CPS doesn't know where they are. Children you took disappear. You're telling me you don't know about that national scandal. 3,000-plus!
I tried to search for it, and I couldn't find... the article.
Uh-huh.
But about 2 weeks ago, I was attending a Strengthening Families seminar where some of our directors were, and after the meeting, I was speaking with the one director, and I was asking him about that document that you claimed it was about the size of a phone book that talks about the family being a disease. He didn't know what I was talking about. He laughed at me.
Sir, I have the actual UT textbook. It's used all over the country, and I've shown it on my TV show. It's called the Calhoun. It's put out by Calhoun.
Okay. And there's a lot of...
Okay, I'm going to ask you, sir, is there due process in the system you use? Because it should be criminal. If somebody's hurting their child, there should be evidence, enough evidence for the police to go arrest you and a grand jury to indict you. You guys don't do that. You grab 1.4 million children a year. You get federal funds to always expand the children you grab. You grab a lot of innocent children. Then you don't go respond to the incredible abuse inside the foster care system, but there's a light in the tunnel. You know, there's always a silver lining. When you kill the kids, then it can't be covered up. And that's why they're getting busted and shut down all over the country. It was in our local newspaper 2 weeks ago. Okay, I was
the foster care system can watch over itself. It takes resources off of us when we're out in the neighborhoods and out in the communities.
Oh, okay. I'm sick of talking to you. You make me sick. Folks, go check it out. Don't believe me. Find out the truth. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Your call straight ahead. I'll just blitz through calls when we get back, and then tons of news.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Our mothership is KLBJ 590, though we have great AM and FM affiliates popping up all over the country, and it covers the state from southern Oklahoma down to the coastline. Until it powers down at night, then it covers five counties or more, but that's what it covers good. And we're powering down in about 10 minutes, so I want to play these two quick clips. Then I promise I'm going to get to Randy, Kerry, Robert, Mark, Woody. I want to hear everything you have to say, your comments here about what you want to talk about. All look riveting. Stay with us. I'm going to get to you, in fact, in this segment. But I wanted to play this clip. Now this is from the Council on Foreign Relations. This is from a JBS documentary where they have the clip. And we posted this up on the web, on YouTube, and people posted under it that they didn't believe Dick Cheney was saying he was a secret member of the CFR. They said it wasn't real video. That's like when I showed Marines training to take our guns and admitting it on tape, and they had the Coronado troop ship and thousands of troops. I was accused of being, you know, spending $50 million and hiring them. Folks, I don't have $1 million. I don't have $200,000. People just can't believe it when it's happening. Yes, I had Marines training to take your guns in 1999 in my film Police State 2000. Okay? And yes, this is Dick Cheney talking to David Rockefeller about how he's part of the CFR. And who are they? They're the folks getting rid of our country. Now, I talked about them 5-6 years ago, and the New York Times said I was crazy and it didn't exist. Now they're out in the open laughing at how they kept it secret. Here they are, national television. Here's a clip of it.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Oh, so there you have it. Now the story isn't that their CFR or the CFR has written documents saying towards North American Union, get rid of our sovereignty, take our liberties. I mean, these people write this down. They just know the general public's watching football and doesn't care. They're going to take your dollar. Now MSNBC's calling for an Amero. It's already been designed. Atlanta's going to be the new capital for the North American Union. All official. But again, you're not into that. You're not into the real world, some of you. You're into acting cool. You know, acting manly. Well, a man protects his family and his country. You know, the very people telling us our troops are fighting terror are the ones feeding them into a meat grinder. They're the very ones getting rid of our sovereignty. The very ones killing America. Getting rid of our borders. Okay? But the point is there were message after message with neocons going, it isn't real. He fights the CFR. Because, see, now they know the CFR is real. So conservatives can't compute. They go, wait, he was CFR director? Wait, he's for all this? Well, wait, Dick Cheney, he's my conservative. No, he isn't! No, he isn't! I actually support the Second Amendment. I actually support the United States. I love this country. And you don't because you're ignorant. If you really love this country, rally. Rally to me. Wake up to the New World Order. Rally yourselves. Stand up and get involved. The country's already been destroyed. We're trying to get it back. We're in the North American Union now. Now, here's the good news. David Lynch, hundreds of top movies, TV shows, Twin Peaks, all of it. Talking to National Dutch Television. Amazing clip here. He is talking to him about the film Loose Change and about 9/11, and these are the questions he has concerning the attacks. I mean, and when Hollywood folks go public of this caliber, it shows the courage. And yeah, when scientists and defense ministers and members of Congress go public, the people ignore it. But when they go public, it's a big deal. That's why this clip's important. Go ahead and roll it.
What do you think? Do you think it's convincing what they tell in the film?
It's not so much what they say. It's the things that, you know, make you look at what you thought you saw in a different light. And those things for me that bother me is the hole in the Pentagon being too small for a plane,
mm-hmm.
the lawn isn't mussed up, and the government's not showing the plane hitting when many cameras photographed it. At the World Trade Center, three buildings came down like demolition, and two of them were hit by a plane, but the third one, they said, do you want us to pull it? And they pulled it, and it looked just like the other two.
Uh-huh.
Those things bother me. In Pennsylvania, the plane that went down, it was just a hole in the ground. There wasn't any wreckage. There wasn't any skid marks. There wasn't any tear in the earth. And no one's ever really found out about that. So every place, there's questions coming from this documentary. And you don't have to believe everything in the documentary to still have questions come up. And you look back and you remember what you saw and what you were told, and now you have questions.
And the event itself, did it change your life or did it change your view of...
Now it's just an event that has many questions and no answers.
And the suggestion that the American government is behind it?
That's too big for people to think about. It's too big.
What do you mean?
It's just, you know, it's like something no one wants to think about.
By the way, the preeminent film on government-sponsored terror, All the Admissions, where it's declassified, is my new film, Terror Storm, available at Infowars.com or at Barnes & Noble's nationwide, hundreds of Virgin, you name it, Amazon.com, Terror Storm, or watch it at Google Video for free. Just go to Google, type in Terror Storm, one word, you can watch the film, but it'll make a great Christmas present. So if I was you out there, I would order it and give it to friends and family, because criminal elements of our government are carrying out the terror, not our government. It's bigger than our government. The same people destroying America are the ones that carried out the attacks, and we prove how they did it and a lot more in the film Terror Storm. And it's not just David Lynch. It's also actor James Brolin, hundreds of TV shows, movies. He was on The View and brings up 9/11 being an inside job and plugs a website. More and more are going public. It's exponential right now. Okay, I'm going to go to Randy first, then Robert, then Mark, then Woody, then Carrie. From New Mexico to Red Rock. We're going to talk to everybody on the other side immediately, coming out of break, and a lot more.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, the final segment, I'm going to blitz through a bunch of news. Right now, let's just get through all these great calls. We've been holding patiently. I've been on a roll today here. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Leander, Texas. Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Alex, I'm a friend of Galen Ross's. He says hello.
Well, I say hi to him.
You know, it's more dangerous right now for us than it was just a few months ago. In a way, you know, we had the robber plunderers, and now we've got the real Big Brother in charge at this point. People think they voted for change. Well, they're going to get it.
Well, that's how they double team us, and then in a few years we'll vote for Republicans, and it'll be meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The Democrats are now swearing to pass their hate crimes bill that restricts free speech. They're swearing to vote with Bush and abolish the borders completely with the total amnesty plan and to continue the North American Union. And they've had, now again, Lee Hamilton and others, this is how they run the scam with the Iraq study group. They put it into a process. They know that the American people want out of Iraq 70%+. So they bring out the commission, the Iraq study group, that says that they actually want to stay in Iraq, build up troops first, and then build down. Then Bush and the neocons attack them. The liberals start praising them. Conservatives think, they must be bad. See, that's how they fool everybody, but really the Iraq study group is the very group appointed by Bush, and they're recommending to just keep it in a process to keep the war going on, and now the Democrats have all been neutralized, thinking they've won some victory, and by having the neocons attack them, Democrats get fooled, that is Democratic constituents, and think that the Iraq study group's plans are actually good, but they haven't actually read the fine print. Am I being articulate there, or does that make sense?
Well, you know, that's, you know, absolutely correct, and it's tip of the iceberg. I mean, that's only, you know, one little thing. People, there's so much.
It's called good cop, bad cop.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. Now, did you hear Harry Reid the day after it was official that, you know, that they were going to have the Senate and the House, that they were going to make mandatory flu shots?
Yes, I did hear him say mandatory flu shots. No vaccine in America is mandatory. And because masses of people, around 25%, are now refusing them all, they're panicking and trying to... Hey, look, they tried to make police, firemen, and EMS workers, remember in 2002, take smallpox? Almost all of them refused. So go ahead and try to make us take what's full of all this mercury. And by the way, folks, they didn't take the mercury out. In fact, I actually have the article right here, Associated Press, from 3 days ago, and I'll pull it out in a moment and read it. Anything else, my friend?
Well, now, I'm just curious, do you think that that's to enrich Big Pharma? Are they just going to plunder us a little bit more?
All of it. No. They make money while they damage us, and I appreciate your call. And for those that don't know, my friends, mercury has been connected to going from 1 in 24,000 having autism 25 years ago to below 1 in 168 now. Before, you never saw autistic children. Now every public school has whole rooms full of these poor children. It normally pops up at the third round of shots at 18 months, at a year and a half. That's when it builds up to super toxic levels. And I actually have the Associated Press here. Where is my AP article? Where they come right out and admit that it's causing just incredible brain damage, but say that they're not going to reduce it. Now, remember, they told you they took it out. AP, FDA rejects new limits on mercury in vaccines. Group petitioned government to restrict use of controversial preservatives. Federal health officials won't put new restrictions on the use of mercury-based preservatives in vaccines and other medicines, denying a petition that sought the limits for health concerns. And then I've got a bunch of mainstream news articles admitting conclusive major university studies. Look, mercury's bad for you, ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of times the stomach is able, unless you're missing the gene, and a lot of kids that are autistic are missing the gene, they just get it naturally from fish, okay? But that's normally the onset comes a few years later when they're 4 or 5 because it has to build up. There's a gene that if you don't have it, then the intestines don't block the mercury. So you have naturally occurring out there, it's just very rare, mercury poisoning. Okay, but even if you have the gene, which most of us have, to block the mercury, it doesn't matter if they inject it into you because it goes into your brain. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's talk. My phone list is changing here in front of me. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy. But then it shows, on toll-free 1. That's how I get confused. You have toll-free 1, and they have the other line 1, and I get confused. Randy from Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm calling in on this report that I saw a few days ago. New Haven police are giving away gift cards for your guns.
Yes, that's and again, all over the world, they did it first in Canada and Germany, and England's doing it. Everywhere they before they ban them, they have gift cards and pay you $50, $200. It depends, but between $50 and $200 to have news images of people handing in their guns. That's to condition you for the image of handing your guns in. And let me tell you, by the way, the cops keep a lot of those. There's been big scandals, and I don't frankly blame them. I don't think they should be stealing, but you know the point is who could blame them with guns. I mean, old ladies, when their husband died, bring in $8,000 carved, over-under shotgun works of art and are sitting there selling them for $50 to the cops. I mean, this is insane.
It's ridiculous. And it's like...
Well, I've seen it on the news. A bunch of old ladies, they're giving away... it's just horrible. Hey, fools!
Yeah.
You could take them into a gun shop and get tens of thousands!
Yeah, and
oh, but they're evil! I better not do that!
Yeah, they have this person in the article talking about how basically, guns kill people. So this is, this is a...
Yeah, they're bad. We're doing something good. We're taking them. It's all a drill to get everybody ready for it. It's Pavlovian psychological conditioning.
Right, yeah, and wrapped in this whole innocent thing like trying to get violence off the streets. Come on. Second Amendment, we all deserve to have guns to protect us.
Well, I hear you, and there's a federal case right now which looks like it in the Supreme Court saying they may rule, of course, because 8 of them are appointed by Republicans, a bunch of gun grabbers like Pataki and Bush, who was for the assault weapons ban, and they're about to say it is not an individual right. And a lot of these so-called conservatives will line up and go, I'm turning my gun in. The neocon I listened to told me it's patriotic.
and I'm turning my gun in for America. You're a liberal if you don't turn your gun in. You're a liberal if you don't like Dick Cheney and the CFR. You're a liberal if you ain't for getting rid of our borders.
I'm sick of you people, you America-killing trash. The Democrats, Republicans, a bunch of scum. I want this country back. I want my children to go up free. Bush has tripled the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And I was in a big local gun shop. This happened. It was in McBride's. Great gun shop. And I'm in there to buy the similar shotgun to what Cheney had to do my ballistics test to show that he had to shoot that fella a lot closer for it to penetrate into the heart. So we went out and did a test with some police and others. And I was in there to get it, and a guy walks over behind the counter, and he goes, let me tell you something, Alex. I don't appreciate you on the radio saying Bush was for the assault weapons ban. He was not. And I go, no, he was. And all of a sudden the manager walks over and goes, no, he's right. Whatever the guy's name was, and two other guys walked over and told him, no, he's right, he was. And the guy was like, huh? Huh? That's right, huh? Huh? Listen, we do our homework. I'll be up at 1 this morning studying. You don't study. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not conservatives. You're scum. I'm tired of it. I have people on message boards saying it. Isn't Dick Cheney saying it when he's saying get rid of America? When he's saying he's CFR? When he's saying he kept it secret? Okay, I got to settle down now. I'm just sick of it. I want to defend this country. You get excited about football. I get excited about defending the country. See, my instincts to get excited are about defending my family. It's not about squirting it off into some simulated tribal stuff. Okay, they're manipulating you. It's brainwashing. You don't get it, some of you out there. Let's go ahead and talk to Carrie in New Mexico. Thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
I'm fired up, brother. What's on your mind?
I'm doing great. I'm a new member of Prison Planet. Ordered some books, videos, and trying to get up to speed with what you're talking about.
I wasn't watching the clock right. I'm sorry. Stay there.
Right.
I'll come right back to you. I dropped him. I hit the wrong button. Call right back in. I am so sorry. He goes to the front of the line. Call us right back, Carrie. Try to keep one open for him. And then we'll get to Woody, Mark, and others, and I'll blitz through a bunch of news. Look, you'd be mad, too, if you knew the truth, you knew about the tyranny, and there's all these dumbbells out there who won't wake up or see it. I'm here trying to warn you. What would you do if you knew the truth? You'd warn people.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
180. Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot.
No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfam.com. How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yeah, you might want to hold those calls. We can take the calls we got left. We jam them all in, and I want to hit some final news as well as promised. But let's go back to Kerry. Calling from New Mexico. Go ahead. Sorry for cutting you off.
Hey, Alex. So I'd say what I was wondering is has anybody looked into filing a legal complaint against these people for treason and submitting it to a judge to issue a warrant? And
yes, it's been tried, and the courts are so corrupt, nothing happens. I mean, imagine the CFR is an organization of 3,000-plus of America's elite meeting, openly pushing to get rid of our borders and our sovereignty, total treason, and they get up there publicly and admit it, and nothing happens to them because they know the public isn't watching C-SPAN or reading their own public documents. They know the public sucking their thumbs, becoming slaves. But the good news is more and more people are starting to listen. The problem is the courts are just so incredibly corrupt. We should impeach Bush, the Democratic Congress, any of these traitors that are involved in the North American Union or Amnesty or any of it.
All right, I appreciate your comment.
You bet. I appreciate you, sir, holding to ask those questions. Let's talk to Mark in Austin. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. The must arrest laws with the domestic violence, I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah, let me break it down for folks that don't know. When the police go to a house for any call by a neighbor or anything else, even if no one's hurt, someone must be arrested, and that's been done because they get federal money every time somebody is arrested. It's literally a bounty to get people into the system. Go ahead.
Exactly. It happened to me, and people think it just happens in poor neighborhoods. No, I live in a nice neighborhood, trust me. And absolutely, virtually nothing happened. The cops came out. We were having an argument. I went to jail. But it's not just getting arrested. It's the way you get railroaded through the system. It becomes between you and the state.
Well, let me stop you. It's totally criminal. They give you a yellow form personal recognizance bond for people even arrested for no seatbelt or domestic violence. It doesn't matter. And it says, and they trick you. Americans are so dumbed down. They hand you a yellow form, and it says that you've been convicted of drug dealing, family violence. You agree to take 9 classes, $3,000-plus worth. And then you don't know you signed a probation form, and they've tricked you. That's how criminal this system is.
Right. I can never own a gun for the rest of my life.
Well, why were you tricked into signing that form?
I don't know.
You thought you got a judge. You thought you got a jury. They just walk up and say, here, sign this. We'll let you out. You didn't know because we got CBS News 7 years ago to do a report on this, and they go, you thought you were innocent until proven guilty. Not in Travis County. Folks, right. It's nationwide. It's a total fraud. It's a total and complete fraud. Oh, man, I wish I could warn you about that. I wish I could warn you about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, CAFR. Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, CAFR. Just type it into Google. Comprehensive Annual, it's a double set of books for every city organization, county, state, federal. And the truth is the private corporations in the 50s took over, and the lion's share of your taxes are paid into private corporations. They own over 70% of the stock market, and now they control the government to such a point they're ordering the government to sign over all public works and assets to them. They don't even need a free market economy now. That's why now you see ITT ads on TV. It's not Technical Institute, it's Law Enforcement Institute. And UT and A&M offer all these scholarships and Homeland Security. That's the new economy. The jailers and the jailed, okay? Oh, man, I wish I could warn you about it all. Let's go ahead and take another call. Woody is calling from Round Rock. Go ahead. Red Rock, excuse me.
Yes, sir. I was going to tell you, I think, you know, an effective thing for you to do is to run with Aaron Russo on the ticket on 2008.
How'd you hear about that? I thought that's still private.
Well, I didn't. I just must have picked it up because I'm thinking this would be a smart thing to do. At minimum, you could get the message.
Sir, your phone's just too bad. But I apologize. Just if you heard it, it was almost unintelligible. I appreciate you holding for an hour to tell me that. I've had folks talk to me about running for president. Russo got the Libertarian nomination for president, and there was a parliamentary thing, and another guy got it. Whatever, another friend of mine. And people have reproached me about running for president. And here's a little problem. Number one, I don't want to run for president. Number two, I'm 32 years old, about to be 33. It should be 35 years old to run for president. I know I look old. I know you've heard me forever, 12 years on the air, but I'm 32. Yeah, he's saying more time to campaign. The only reason to be good would be a publicity stunt for the Bill of Rights Constitution. We would run. I think Russo probably will if he's well enough to do it. He's still a little ill, but beating it. I mean, he's a serious guy, big Hollywood producer and good friend of mine. I need to call him, too. He's been calling me. I'm just so busy. Let's go ahead and take a couple more calls here. I guess my call list. So I'm not used to this phone system in here. So you guys pop mayor and tell me, what's the name of these callers here? Because I'm all over the place. I guess my... Okay, well, I just talked to Woody. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're on the air calling from Houston.
Yes, sir. Alex, this is Chuck.
Hello, Chuck.
I'm from Houston, Texas, and I've got an idea. I've been watching your videos and everything on the 9/11 towers. I don't know. There was some kind of, you've been saying that there was some kind of a construction work that the security was set down.
Yes.
They
would evacuate whole floors for weeks and do special construction with special teams in there.
Yeah. Is there any way of possible finding out maybe there's somebody in...
Yeah, I've interviewed security guards. I've interviewed a port authority.
Like a video, ATM video, security cameras.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A great question. The government seized all of that. Thousands of tapes, declared national security on all of it, on all the security camera tapes, surrounding security camera tapes, then Building 7, of course, was CIA headquarters in New York. That building blew up. Paul in Bastrop, you're on the air, final caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Paul. You deal in uncovering all this stuff. A lot of it, I believe. Some of it, I think you're a little off base. But that's not what I called on. I called on solutions. I'd like to deal more on solutions, what we could possibly do as regular citizens across the United States. And I think what we're going to have to do is first we need a figurehead to call a national citizens convention addressing the corruption, because it is so
that's
wide.
Exactly what Aaron Russo is talking about.
We have to get a champion. I mean, I saw firsthand Waco. I was a investigated reporter and broadcaster, and those people were murdered by the ATF and FBI, no question about it.
Well, the document, Delta Force documents have come out now.
That alone should scare people. None of those people have ever been brought to trial.
They could have picked.
We have to have a national citizens convention.
Well, listen, six days a week, Koresh jogged into town. They could have picked him up any time they wanted. BATF funding by killing a bunch of cultists, what they called them, and whether you love them or hate them, what happened there was wrong. But I want to hear from you what you think I'm off base on.
On the planes, I haven't done a lot of investigation, But I think it's negligence on the government. I think they saw what was going down.
Well, I wish you were right, sir, but I have done a bunch of investigation. The only thing that fits is total inside job. I mean, I can have former FBI agents on. I can have former heads of intelligence agencies from Germany on, defense ministers, members of British Parliament. I can have the former head of the U.S. Star Wars program, Dr. Stephen Jones, all these people, and they say only total inside job fits. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true.
Well, you know, when I look at Waco, I have to say to myself, well, gosh, if they can murder people just like that, it is possible.
Yeah. Take black men and the government giving them syphilis, letting them die of it. The atomic soldiers. 400,000+ women sterilized in this country. You take our government paid Israel to radiate 110,000 of their children, telling them they were getting dental appointments or medical checkups, killed most of them. I mean, the ringworm children, type it into Google. Mainstream, you know, Haaretz. Jerusalem Post. I mean, I'm so against killing those poor children, but you're anti-Israel if you talk about it. I mean, this is the type of stuff we deal with every day. Imagine, I know all this stuff. I'm not even that smart. I just research it. It's there. You can go find out. And you're going to be freaked out, folks, when you realize there's an elite that openly say they want to build a worldwide government for a worldwide police state so they can orderly have one-child policy, forced population reductions, controlled bio-releases. I mean, everything you do, track and trace. Hell on earth, folks. You think the Aztecs were bad. You think the Romans were bad. Take that and put a high-tech overlay, a high-tech grid over that with a government and an elite gone bad. I mean, take, again, the comprehensive annual financial reports. Google it. Find out. Find out that Austin's got billions. I mean, I saw a thing in the Daily Texan, Monday? Was it Tuesday? Where was ILT? What night was that? It was Monday. And there it is, saying, oh, we have to raise tuition, UT doesn't have any money. In one slush fund, this isn't even pensions, in one slush fund, $26 billion now. And they got another one with over $10 billion. I mean, they got in private investments. It's a total scam. Okay? And that's one university. We pay all this tax money and they rip everybody off. We're out of time. God bless you all. See you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., InfoWars.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The statistics.